So we have a mitzvah in a Torah, Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that there's a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos. And the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf says in an indirect, roundabout way that the mitzvah is min haTorah. The Gemara says that women are obligated in Kiddush min haTorah. Nashim are chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. So the Gemara says that it's a bit of a chiddush because normally we assume that nashim are peturos, are exempt from mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Gemara says no, because of Zachar v'Shamar. Since Zachar v'Shamar were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time, and women are obligated in Shamar, which is the lowest assays, the Malachas of Shabbos. So therefore, we assume that they are also obligated in the positive commandments of Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush. We'll discuss a different time in the next few weeks. We'll discuss about Shalosh Shudis, whether they're women obligated to the other mitzvahs assay of Shabbos, whether it be Darais or Darabban, whether they're obligated. But Kiddush, they're for sure obligated, says the Gemara, because of Zachor, Vishamar, since women are obligated in Shmir, they're obligated in Zechira. What exactly is the Kiddush that the Gemara is referring to? So Rashi, over here, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Zachor Siyom HaShabbos Kacho, Zachreyu Al Yain. So Rashi references the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara says that Zechira, the mitzvah Zachor Siyom HaShabbos Kacho, should be fulfilled with wine, Zachreyu Al Hayayin. So Rashi, by referencing that Gemara in Pesachim, seems to be indicating that Zachreyu al Hayayin is not just what we call an Asmachta, which is a rabbinic scriptural support. It's not really a bona fide drasha. It's really a din derabanan. Rashi seems to be assuming that Zachreyu al Hayayin is a mitzvah min haTorah, right? Now, Rashi doesn't necessarily tell us whether he thinks that having the wine present is the mitzvah min haTorah, even drinking the wine is a mitzvah min haTorah. Rashi here does not say one way or the other, but Rashi in Maseches Nazir, or may not be Rashi, commentary in the side of Maseches Nazir that is attributed to Rashi, but it's really the Mefarish, seems to assume that drinking the wine is a mitzvah min haTorah, but that opinion was outvoted. We don't really assume that way. So what is Rashi by us in Maseches Brachos mean? So probably what Rashi means is one of the two opinions that our Tosa says, because Tosas there, that everyone saw, right? Tosas in Emsachim Andaf Kuvav has two opinions as to whether Zachreyu al Hayayin is a bona fide drasha. Is it a real drasha in a Torah that you need wine? Or is it an asmachta? Tosas first assumes major is asmachta. Really, the mitzvah Torah is just with words, and the presence of wine is just midrabanan. And then Tosas says maybe only drinking the wine is midrabanan, but the presence of wine is min haTorah. So Tosas entertains the possibility that having yayin in front of you when you recite Kiddush is part and parcel of the mitzvah min haTorah. That is the second opinion of Tosas. The first opinion of Tosas is not the wine, the whole business with the wine is only midrabanan. So now, what emerges from Tosas, at least according to the second opinion, is that the presence of wine is min haTorah. Tosas doesn't tell you what he's supposed to do with the wine. You have wine and you say some words about Shabbos. Tosas doesn't really tell us what he thinks is the bare-bone mitzvah min haTorah. Meaning, we know how we fulfill Kiddush. We know we fulfill Kiddush with Yayin, and we have a whole text with the Kiddush, and we say Vayichulu. But what we're trying to figure out is what's the bare-bone mitzvah min haTorah before Chazal started adding on additional components to the mitzvah of Kiddush. What is the bare-bone mitzvah min haTorah? And we'll see why that's relevant. So Tosas suggests in one idea that Yayin is not part of it, or Yayin is part of it, but doesn't really tell us what you're supposed to say. So the Rambam, you saw, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos says, and this is a very important formulation of the Rambam, Hishat Sivanu, the Mitzvah Kufnun Hei, Hishat Sivanu, L'kadish is a Shabbos v'leimor dvarim b'knisaso, to sanctify Shabbos, to say words at the beginning, u'b'tzias at the end, Havdalah, Naskir bam yitzias mitzrayim, you're supposed to mention yitzias mitzrayim, we'll come back to that, v'kiddush hayom, and the holiness of the day, u'ma'alaso, and it's Mila above all other days, v'hi badlo mishar ha'amim, his separation from the other days, ha'kod menu, v'ha'boim acharav. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah is to mention all these things. V'hu amro yizbarach, and this is what the Torah says, zachar siyom ha'shabbos l'kacho, kolomar, what does that mean, zachar siyom ha'shabbos l'kacho? Zachreyu v'kidcheyu v'bracha. The Rambam says that the mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush is to mention it, to sanctify it with a bracha. So the Rambam here in the Sefer Mitzvah sounds like he thinks that the bare bone mitzvah min haTorah demands a bracha. What is a bracha? Shem u'malchus, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kidshonu, whatever, and then you say the Shem Hashem in the context of a bracha. That is the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have certain brachos min haTorah. We have Birchas HaMazon. We have Birchas HaTorah, where the Torah demands certain things be said in the form of a bracha. Now, we know the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah are the ones who made all the formulations of the brachos. The Matbea of the brachos was formulated by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. So presumably, the Gemara says in brachos explicitly that the text of Kiddush was formulated by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, but from the Rambam, what emerges is that even though the actual words of the text were formulated by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the Rambam seems to be telling us that the need for a bracha is min haTorah, part and parcel of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Now, the Rambam thinks that yayin is for sure only midrabbanan, but the Rambam sounds like the need for a bracha is min haTorah. But the problem is, when you look at the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't really mention the need for a bracha, like we pointed out during the Seder, that the Rambam, when he says in the beginning of the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Mitzvah Seh Min HaTorah L'Kadish Shas Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim Shenemar Zachar Shas Yom HaShabbos T'Kacho Kolomar Zachriyo B'Zachir Shabbos V'Kiddush B'Tzarach L'Zachriyo B'Knisoso V'Yitziyoso. The Rambam there mentions no need for a bracha Min HaTorah. So either the Rambam changed his mind. So often when you have a contradiction, when you have a stira between the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah later on in his life. So usually we assume that the Mishnah Torah is a little more authoritative, or sometimes one fills the gaps in the other. And even if the Rambam didn't say it in the Mishnah Torah, sometimes you can extrapolate chidushim lahalacha from the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah. So it's unclear what the Rambam holds the maskana, but definitely at one point in history, the Rambam held that the bracha was part and parcel of the mitzvah min haTorah. Yeah. And then he only mentions in halacha vav midivrei so from the kaddish al yain, meaning it sounds like the nusach of the kiddush is part of the mitzvah min haTorah. Good point. Good point. He doesn't say that when he formulates the mitzvah in halacha aleph, he doesn't say the need for a bracha. But then you're saying in halacha beis, he just goes ahead and says the nusach of the bracha. Doesn't that seem to indicate that that's part of the mitzvah min haTorah? Good point. Good point. You can say the same thing. Okay. Yeah, the Ramban in his commentary al Torah adds a different kinach to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Ramban also, as you saw, mentions the need for a bracha. But the Ramban really picks up on an important aspect of what we're accomplishing with the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachor Siyama Shabbos L'Kadsho. What does it mean, L'Kadsho? So we know we spent a lot of time so far on Zachor. Zachrei, what does Zachor mean? So is there a bracha? Is there a yayin? What does L'Kadsho mean? What does it mean to sanctify Shabbos? So the Ramban says, Avala Rabbasinu, Od Medrash Mimilas Lakacho Shinekacheo Bezikaron, that we should sanctify Shabbos, actually be Mekadesh, Maktish, Shabbos with our words, with our declaration, Ke'inyan Vikidashim Eshnas Achamishim Shana, just like when it comes to the Yovel year, we're supposed to sanctify the Yovel year, even though it's holy on its own. The 50th year is holy like a Shemitah year. There's an Isser Malacha and different things that apply to the year of the Yovel. But Beis Din is supposed to declare, Shotong Kiddush Beis Din Lomer B'Yovel Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Beis Din sanctifies the Yovel year in the beginning. Mekudesh Mekudesh declare that. They declare that the year is holy. Afkan Siva Sheniskor Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshein Oso. So too, we are commanded to sanctify Shabbos, even though it's already holy. And the Ramban goes on to explain that is the mitzvah min haTorah. So according to the Ramban, it would come out potentially a Kiddush Ladina, and this is from Achronim point out, that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to make Kiddush as soon as possible. You really shouldn't dilly-dally. If no one's, and especially if people are waiting, if no one's waiting, so the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say you're not hungry. So there's a Hiddur Mitzvah to have the Suda Shabbos with a Geshmak. So then you're allowed to delay Kiddush in order to make sure that you're hungry for the Suda Shabbos. That you're allowed to do as long as it's not going to undermine Shalom Bayis or you're having guests. But ideally, you're supposed to make Kiddush right away miyad. So why is that? So the push-up shot is because of his reason Magdim and Lamitzos, because we always try to do mitzvos as soon as possible. But what emerges from this Ramban, potentially, is a separate peda, that since the mitzvah of Kiddush is to sanctify Shabbos, so you should sanctify Shabbos right when it comes in. Just like Yovel, you sanctify it in the beginning of the year. It doesn't make sense to sanctify it in the middle. You sanctify something once it becomes kadosh, korban, bechor, like we discussed. So too, according to Ramban, what would emerge is that there's an extra special kpeda to sanctify Shabbos as soon as possible, to be mekadei Shabbos as soon as possible, regardless of the generic din, the general din of Zrizin, Magdim, and Lemitzos. Okay, either way, the Ramban mentions the need for a bracha as well, like the Rambam.
Quick question.
Okay, yeah.
Is this the idea, I think I once heard that like Kiddush is, Friday Night Kiddush is like almost Adus, like testifying in a way? Is this kind of, because like this comparison to the Beit Din or something like that, is this like a different idea?
Related, not exactly, more because when we say Vayichulu,
yeah.
So Vayichulu is a declaration that we are being made, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Shabbos is a Zecher and the Ma'aseh Bereishis, like we say in Kiddush. So on a certain level, we're giving testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7 days. So that's why some poskim assume that some of the halachos of giving testimony carry over to Kiddush, like the need to stand, to say it with two people, in shul, different. The Taz has a famous discussion about that. But that's more Vayichulu, less Kiddush.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Magen Avraham has a very famous chiddush over here in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush and Siman Reish Ayin Alef. And he suggests the following idea. He says that based on all of the sources that we've learned by now, the Rambam and Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Kiddush, and the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, it could very well be that the need for Yayin is only midrabana. And the mitzvah of Kiddush can be fulfilled with words alone, maybe a bracha. If that's the case, says the Magen Avraham, when a person davens Ma'ariv, and they say Shmona Esrei, and they say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, suggests the Magen Avraham, he has already fulfilled his mitzvah min HaTorah. Because since the mitzvah min HaTorah demands a bracha and reciting, mentioning the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Milah of Shabbos, you've already done that in the bracha in the middle of Shmona Esrei, right? So the need to go home and to recite Kiddush al Hayayin, B'makom Su'udah, which we'll discuss all these things, that's only midrabanan. So a person has already fulfilled his mitzvah min HaTorah. So when you come home, you're only left with a rabbinic obligation to recite Kiddush. If that's the case, says Magen Avraham, once the person's obligation is now only midrabanan, so now this changes a lot. If the person only has a midrabanan deka obligation, so now it could very well be that, let's say, for whatever reason, the person is not able to recite Kiddush on their own. They're not well, they don't know Hebrew, whatever the case may be. And you have a child who is able to recite Kiddush. So suggests the Magen Avraham, a child now who's also only obligated midrabanan could be motzi, the adult who's already been yotzi as mitzvah min HaTorah, because now he only has a rabbinic obligation. Because one who has a rabbinic obligation can be motzi another person who has the same level of rabbinic obligation. So now, says the Magen Avraham, since you've already been yotzi your mitzvah min HaTorah in Shmona Esrei, and now you only have a mitzvah midrabanan to say Kiddush al Hayayin, a katan who's also obligated midrabanan can be motzi the gadol. That is the chiddush of the Magen Avraham.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So Moshe is referring to the following ha'ara of the Dagal Mervava. So the Dagal Mervava was written by the Nod Yehuda, which was written by Rabbi Cheska Landau, who was the Rav in Prague in the 1700s. He was the Gadol Adar. He wrote Shuvas Nod Yehuda, and his commentary in the Shulchan Aruch is the Dagal Mervava. What was that? Your descendant? Oh yeah? Wow. Good yichas. So Rabbi Cheska Landau, so the Nod Yehuda, has a famous comment over here, where he says, if you accept this Magen Avraham, it comes out the following issue, the following problem. We said, according to the Magen Avraham, that your yotzei min kiddush min HaTorah in Shmona Esrei, because you said the bracha, you said kiddush HaShabbos, and the need for yayin, kiddush makom suvah, is only midrabanan. So you come home, jolly, excited for a geshmaka meal, and you have to make the mitzvah of kiddush, you do the mitzvah of kiddush midrabanan. Your wife has yet to to daven ma'ariv. Maybe she doesn't normally daven ma'ariv, or she hasn't daven ma'ariv yet, whatever the case may be. So she has a mitzvah min ha-Torah to recite Kiddush. So you have a mitzvah midrabanan. She has a mitzvah min ha-Torah. So without getting into too many details, because in the interest of time, I don't want to get caught up in this, but based on a comment of the Rosh in Maseches Brachos, in the Sugya on Daf Chaf, the Dalga Mervavis says that even though normally we have a principle of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, so even if I've already fulfilled my mitzvah, I can be motzi someone else, even though as long as I have the same basic requirement, even if I already fulfilled my mitzvah, let's say when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, you have someone who goes around the community blowing shofar for everyone else, he's being motzi everyone in Tekiah Shofar, even though he already was yotzei his mitzvah when he blew shofar for the first time. So the reason is because Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, as long as someone, another Jew, is obligated in the mitzvah, I have yet to fulfill, to completely fulfill my obligation, I can help another Jew be motzi him in the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. That's the concept of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh. So says the Dalga Mervava, based on the comment of the Rosh, that it could be that he thinks that women are not part of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh. It's a misread of the Rosh. But based on his understanding of the Rosh, women are not part of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh. So therefore, since now I only have a mitzvah midrabanan, and my wife has a mitzvah min ha-Torah, I cannot assist her in being motzi her in her mitzvah min ha-Torah of Kiddush. Because since she didn't daven ma'ariv, she still has a mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush, I already daven ma'ariv, I only have a mitzvah midrabanan, and we can't invoke the principle of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh to allow me to fulfill her obligation. So all I have is the regular rule of Shomea Ka'oneh. Says the Dalga Mervava, you have a problem, you can't make Kiddush for your wife. Because I have a mitzvah midrabanan, she has a mitzvah min ha-Torah, derabanan can't be motzi a chiyuv min ha-Torah. That is the famous kasha of the Dalga Mervava. The answer, the pashtus, is like Rabbi Kveger says, that's a misread of the Rosh, and we could still invoke the principle of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, but in the interest of time, we're not going to get into the nitty-gritty details of what that machlokas is about, but that's what Moshe is referring to, that this Magen Ram doesn't only come out of Kula, it also comes out of potential Chumrah, that you can't be Kiddush for your wife. But Halacha Maisa, you don't have to make sure that your wives have Davin Ma'ariv, you can make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for them without any concern.
You don't have any Das and Ma'ariv.
Oh, okay. Well, so Moshe is pointing out the following issue. The following issue of the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah, in his long, long discussion over here in the Be'er Halacha, has a bunch of kashas on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's assumption that one can be motzi, can be yotzi, the mitzvah del raisa of Kiddush in Shemona Esrei, is very problematic for the following reasons. One, the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha, in his long comment over here, has the following kasha. There's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim later on, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which says that one of the basic requirements of Kiddush is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That in Kiddush you're supposed to mention leaving Mitzrayim, the fact that Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim. So asks the Be'er Halacha on the Magen Avraham, where in Shemona Esrei do we say anything about Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim? In the text of our Kiddush we say Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's for sure. But in the text of the Shemona Esrei, where the Magen Avraham is telling us that you're Yotzei in the midst of Kiddush, where do we say anything about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim? So how can the Magen Avraham say that one is Yotzei the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Kiddush in Shemona Esrei if you didn't mention anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's a basic requirement. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin learns from Gzeira Shava, the connecting Sipur Eretz Mitzrayim and Kiddush, that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the context of Kiddush, but you haven't in Shemona Esrei. So how can the Magen Avraham say that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush? That's one question of the Be'er Halacha. Second question of the Be'er Halacha is Moshe's point, that usually we assume mitzvos trichos kavana. When it comes to mitzvos min ha-Torah, when it comes to daraisa mitzvos, the major machlok is in Shas, whether mitzvos require kavana in order to be yotzei. Do you have to have in mind that you understand that you're doing a mitzvah and you want to be yotzei your obligation? Mitzvos trichos kavana, mitzvos lo trichos kavana, mitzvos in Arvei Pesach, and Gim Brachos, various places in Shas, and Rosh Hashanah. So we paskin that when it comes to mitzvos daraisa, when it comes to mitzvos min ha-Torah, mitzvos trichos kavana. So asks the Mishnah Berurah on the Magen Avraham, when a person is davening Shemona Esrei, he has in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. Does he have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Most people don't. Most people didn't know. If you don't know this Magen Avraham, you for sure didn't have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So you're davening Shemona Esrei, you have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. You didn't have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So how can the Magen Avraham say with a straight face that one is yotze his mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush with the recitation of Shemona Esrei if he didn't have kavana, mitzvah srichas kavana for a mitzvah d'oraisa? That's another question that the Magen Avraham asks on the Halacha asks on the Magen Avraham. Another question that they ask on the Magen Avraham is the Magen Avraham is assuming that you can bifurcate the mitzvah min haTorah and the mitzvah min derabbanan. Meaning, there's a bare-bone mitzvah min haTorah, and at a later point in history, Chazal added different components to the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the mitzvah min haTorah is reciting a bracha, and then the additional rabbinic components are yayin, drinking the yayin, Kiddush b'makom su'uda, and the Magen Avraham is assuming that even once Chazal added those components, one can still fulfill his basic mitzvah min haTorah without fulfilling the rabbinic components. Right? That's the assumption of the Magen Avraham. So the Prima Gadim and other Achronim assume not that way. Other Achronim, the Prima Gadim assumes, based on Tosis of Pesach HaSukkah and various places in Shas, that when Chazal add components to a mitzvah min haTorah, they have the ability to change the mitzvah. Once Chazal added the mitzvah, the idea, the component of Yayin, of Kiddush v'Malkum Se'udah, they transformed the mitzvah, which at one point in history was only a bracha, that now you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush with Yayin and b'makom su'uda. So even though it's true, before Chazal added those, you could have been yotzei the mitzvah with a bracha, but once Chazal added those components, says the Prima Gadim, you can no longer be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush with just a bracha. Once Chazal added the components of Yayin and Kiddush b'makom su'uda, that is the only way to fulfill even the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Chazal had the ability to transform a mitzvah, to manipulate it in a way that you can no longer fulfill it in the basic d'oraisa way. You can only fulfill it at all with the additional rabbinic components. The Prima Gadim, the basis of this Tosfos in Masech HaSukkah, in the beginning of Daf Gimel, about the prohibition of having your table outside of the sukkah, whether you fulfill the mitzvah according to Beis Shammai that way. Big, big discussion. But that's the assumption of the Prima Gadim, that once Chazal have the ability, once Chazal manipulate the mitzvah, they add rabbinic components, that transforms the mitzvah. And this that machlokus, just focusing on that question of when Chazal add components to mitzvos, whether that transforms the mitzvah, is part of a broader discussion of when Chazal get involved in mitzvos min haTorah, do they have the ability to completely change the mitzvah? The famous suffix of Rabbi Kveger, Chazal uprooted the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos, right? We don't blow shofar on Shabbos because of the concern that you may carry Dalad Amos in the Rishos HaRabin. So Rabbi Kveger has the following suffix. Let's say a person blew shofar on Shabbos once Chazal uprooted the mitzvah. Did they fulfill the mitzvah? Were they yotze the mitzvah? And he has some nafkaminas. Were they yotze the mitzvah? Chazal said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to kiyah shofar on Shabbos. Let's say the person didn't know that. Or he did. And he went ahead and blew shofar on Shabbos. Did he fulfill the mitzvah? In other words, when Chazal said there's no mitzvah of Shofar Shabbos, did they have the ability to completely change it and uproot the mitzvah? Or no? Chazal can tell you not to do something, but they can't change the basic mitzvah in haTorah. So too, similar over here. The Prima Gadim is suggesting that when Chazal added the component of Kiddush, of Yayin, and Kiddush b'makom su'uda, on top of the basic bracha of Kiddush, one can no longer be yotzei the mitzvah Kiddush in Shemona Esrei alone, not like the Magen Avraham. So these are three major questions that the Achronim ask on the Magen Avraham, and because of that, the Mishnah Berurah is not so quick to rely on this Magen Avraham in terms of having a child be motzi Kiddush, meaning we shouldn't assume that a person who's already yotzei his mitzvah of Kiddush in Shemona Esrei to allow a child to recite Kiddush at home. We should assume that you're still obligated min haTorah to recite Kiddush with Yayin and b'makom su'uda. What's the pshat in the Magen Avraham? What's the pshat in the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham knew how to learn also. What was that? So the Be'er Halacha's first question was, what about Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how can the Magen Avraham say that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah Kiddush in Shemona Esrei without mentioning anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Be'er Halacha has a couple suggestions to answer that question. He says, first of all, maybe the requirement of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Midrabanan. The Gemara quotes Gzeir Shava, But we know sometimes drushas are not always drushas. Sometimes there are asnachtos. So the Be'er Lacha says maybe it's only midrabbanan. Then he suggests something along the lines of what Moshe just suggested. In tefillah, do we mention anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Shema, and also in Hashkivenu, in the Birchas Kriya Shema, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in two places. Okay, so it's not in the context of Shemona Esrei, it's before Shemona Esrei, but says the Be'er Lacha, maybe you can, you know, combine the two, that you have the bracha of Kriya Shema in the middle of Shemona Esrei, the bracha of Kiddush in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and then you have the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim beforehand. Maybe the Magen Avraham thought that you can combine the two to fulfill those mitzvahs. But the Kavanah, so you can take care of the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim question on the Magen Avraham. But the Kavanah question is very, very difficult to answer. And the Prima Gadim, it's a machlokas whether Chazal have the ability to manipulate the mitzvah. Okay, so Lamaisa, it's a big, big machlokas, Achronim. What exactly, and Rishonim, what exactly is the bare-bone mitzvah min HaTorah? Can one fulfill the mitzvah Kiddush in the context of Tefillah? Or once Chazal added those components, now you need Kiddush, Makom Seuda, Yayin, all of those things. So tonight we discussed the difference between the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush and the mitzvah midrabanan. What exactly constitutes the bare-bone mitzvah min HaTorah? Different shitos than Rishonim in terms of the bracha, in terms of the yayin, the presence of the yayin, the drinking of the yayin, what is mitzvah min HaTorah? I forgot to mention Rabbi Kveger, just Rabbi Kveger's chiddush about saying good Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger has a chiddush on top of the Magen Avraham. He thinks based on this Magen Avraham, you don't even need a bracha. You could just say good Shabbos and fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah, which is a bit of a chiddush because you don't say anything about the sanctity of Shabbos. You just say good Shabbos. How is that kiddush in any way? So the Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with this Rabbi Kveger, but the Rabbi Kveger can lead to a chumrah. And this is what we mentioned beforehand, that many people have the practice on Erev Shabbos, before they want to accept Shabbos, they don't say good Shabbos. Like you go to shul, you know, and you see other people and you're still carrying mukzah or something, don't say good Shabbos. You say good Erev Shabbos. Why? Where does that come from? Because based on this Rabbi Kveger, good Shabbos constitutes kiddush. So whenever you greet someone good Shabbos, you're accepting upon yourself the kedusha of Shabbos. You're accepting because you're saying kiddush, according to Rabbi Kveger. So then you wouldn't be able to do any muktzah or any other malacha after that. That's where the chumra of good Erev Shabbos comes from. This whole Rabbi Kveger is a tremendous kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with it because he didn't mention anything about the kedusha of Shabbos. What exactly the pshat of Rabbi Kveger is, we'll leave that for a different time. So that's what we discussed tonight. The next couple of weeks, we're going to continue in the midst of kiddush. I believe next week we'll discuss the idea of Mekadish Sarach Shiyatom, the need to drink kiddush. Exactly what that constitutes. Why does the Mekadish have to drink kiddush? Who has it? Can other people be mitzdarif? What that includes? And other aspects of the mitzvah of kiddush, and then we'll move on to the various other mitzvahs of Shabbos, including Seuda, Kiddusha Rabbah, which is the kiddush on Shabbos day, and eventually Shalashudis, Lacha Mishnah, and we will discuss all those things. B'siyat Dishmaya. Laila Tov.